Welcome. Let's all stand together. Typically, we ask for a volunteer to open in prayer for us. But if you will let me take liberty today, I would like to open our first session of 2019 with prayer myself. So if you would, if we remove our covers, and if we would pray together. Father God, you teach us that you are the God who made the world and everything in it, that you are Lord of heaven and earth, that you don't live in temples or buildings that are built by hands, but that, Lord, you live in our hearts. And Lord, it is our belief as we gather here today that we are trying to get to the same places for our community, for our county, and knowing that in all of that, what is pleasing to you is most important. You teach us when people dwell together in peace, you are pleased. When people dwell together in unity, you are pleased. Father, I thank you for my colleagues here at the dais, for the many years of experience, that all who are here would never, ever forget the work and time and effort and the respect that is owed each one of these men. So, Lord, as we move forward today, we give this court, this year to you. And, Lord, we give our community to you. And I specifically, Lord, ask that as we dwell together in unity and peace, that you would honor that by protecting us from any catastrophic event that might come to hurt us. Anything, Lord, that would challenge the integrity of our community or our government. That, Lord, you would keep those things away that some would design to hurt us, and that in the realms that we can't even see are trying to take our county down and turn it in a different direction. So, Lord, this is your county. We give it back to you today. It's not ours. We don't own it. We don't own these chairs or this desk or this dais or this building. It is yours. And we are stewards of it. And we accept that, Lord. We love you. We pray these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We say the pledges to our flags, first to the American flag, and then to the Texas flag.
Follow with me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. And we're going to go ahead and begin our session today. First, let the record reflect that all members are present. I would like to personally congratulate Commissioner Metz for his victory in stepping into this position.
Thank you, Judge.
And also to Commissioner Riley. Tough fought race. You're here. And to get the job done, and also I'm genuinely excited about working with all four of these men, and along with Commissioner Metter and also NOAC. Commissioners, we need a motion to approve the court agenda. Do we have that motion?
Move.
Second.
Is there a second? I didn't hear it. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, let's look to the county clerk in the minutes. Consider and approve. Next item on the agenda in 7A is to consider and approve the commissioner's court minutes from our regular session, one dating December 11th, 2018, the other dating December 18th, as submitted. If there are not any changes to the minutes, do we have a motion to accept?
Move to accept the minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right. As we move to item 8, which is our consent agenda, I would like to start out and make three changes to it. The first item that I would like, there's three changes, two that have to defer items. The first, at the request of the attorney's office, item 8G3A, it's on page 5.
Page 5.
And the second change is at the request,
G3A. Under precinct 2?
Yeah, yes.
Autumn Wood, yes.
Okay. Yes, that okay. Correct?
Yes. Yeah. Defer.
And then under purchasing, 8D3 in the first bullet point. Now, that's on page 3. That's a motion to defer. And that's 8D3 per purchasing, the first bullet point.
Yep.
All right. Are there any other changes that... Oh, and then also to move to the general agenda, item 8J1 on page 6. Turn over to page 6, 8J1. And I want to bring that down to the general agenda for discussion.
Judge, also on page 6.
Okay, hold on.
3A and B, Mansions Way. That should be precinct 2, not precinct 4. Can we do it that way, BD?
Yes.
Can we just make the change as?
Yes.
Amy,
that's
sorry.
That's fine.
And just leave it in the consent? Okay.
Yeah. Just change it to precinct 2?
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. Commissioners, do we have any changes we'd like to make the consent agenda? Not. Do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda as modified?
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Discussion.
Nope.
We have some discussion. Thank you. Let's look to, if you would please, to our next item on the agenda. Or let's go over to our open agenda at this point. And we have some public comments that we'd like to bring up
Commissioner,
here.
Commissioner, did you vote no on the consent?
I'm sorry.
I did.
So then we need to pull those. There isn't consent on those. We have to take those items one by one.
Everyone?
Uh-huh.
Yes,
sir.
Okay.
Before we do... Amy?
No, you don't have to do it before. We can do it later, but we don't have consent. A consent agenda is everybody is in consent moving forward, and we don't have that consent. So we're going to have to vote on these.
Every one of them?
Yes.
Each one of them. Okay, well, let's go back. Okay, so we go back now and look for a motion on each one of these items to move?
Yes.
Okay. Then let's do that. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, the request of our attorney, I'm going to ask for a motion. In our consent agenda, we have a motion to defer item 8G3A from page 5.
We can, to speed this up, Amy, if it's all right, a couple of things to consider and approve payment of accounts. I've mentioned several times I'm not comfortable with approving the payment of accounts when we get it on a Friday. Don't have time to go through all of those line items, and it's not really an approval, it's more of an acceptance. So if we can change that to consider and accept payment of accounts, I could withdraw my opposition to the consent agenda. That's one of the primary issues
we can,
I have.
You can make that change to the consent agenda.
If I may make a suggestion, shouldn't we, though, if we're going to do it, we want to move it off the instead of making that change, would we not want to move it to
we can
general
it
agenda? Accept it with modifications, and then go to the general agenda and discuss it.
Yes.
We can do it that
County
way.
County Judge.
Okay. So are you okay with that, Commissioner?
Sure.
Okay, then may I go back to my first motion? And okay,
yes.
The first motion is, do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda then as modified?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Very good. Commissioner, what was that item?
The 8A1, consider and approve payment of accounts.
Where's it at? Where's it at again?
It's on page 2, and what he would like to do is change the wording to consider and accept payment of accounts.
These payments have already been made by the time the approval is being sought.
And we can talk about that.
Move.
Okay, and that's on 8A1. All right. Let's go on and move on
second.
Our we already had. I thought we had a second. We have another second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay.
All right. We have now, as we get ready to move into these items, before we do that, we have some citizens' comments, and we'd like to invite Reagan Reed, if you would please, to come to the podium. I'd like to remind you that we have 3 minutes. Also, remind you that there is a common respect and decorum that we have with each other, both citizens and our court, and certainly in the spirit of unity and moving forward. Mr. Reed.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners. Just wanted to, first congratulate y'all. Judge Keough, so proud to call you our county judge. Congratulations, and glad to be able to speak. And, Commissioners Riley and Commissioner Metz, I mean, you know, I didn't support you during your elections, but the elections are over. And as far as I'm concerned, your success is the success of Montgomery County. And so I'm looking forward to working with both of you in order to do what's necessary to help the citizens of this county. And it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, I won't criticize either one of you, but, hopefully, as Judge Keough mentioned, everyone can keep a decorum and a respect for each other, and we can do the right thing. And just know that I'll be trying to pray for each and every one of you every single day. So with that, I wanted to speak on a couple things on the agenda. First of all, the county judge salary. I just wanted to express my support of that and thank you, Judge Keough, for your leadership in doing this. I've never heard of this being done before. And so, you know, what a good way to start off and get on the right foot as you're coming in. So thank you for that. And then also I wanted to speak on the item about the Toll Road Authority. Ultimately, this entity should be abolished, but in the meantime, I would encourage the court to appoint people to this board that are not county commissioners, that are not on the commissioner's court, just as I think commissioners also serving on the appraisal board is a conflict of interest. I think them serving on the Toll Road Authority and voting on those matters is also a conflict of interest. And so, all of you gentlemen are very qualified, but I'm sure there's a lot of other people in the county that would be qualified and that would be more than happy to serve on this board as well. So I would request that y'all appoint some fresh faces to that. So with that, congratulations again. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Reed. We appreciate it so much. All right. If there's no further citizen comments,
I think that Mr. Wirtz has.
I think he's at the end, isn't he?
Toll Road, 249. Okay.
Okay. I was going to take. He signed it, but that's not on the agenda. It would be at the end on things that weren't mentioned in the agenda.
It's on the agenda. We're appointing people to the Toll Road Authority today.
Always about. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Commissioner. Go ahead.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. I'm John Wirtz. I live in Commissioner Charlie Riley's Precinct 2. I'm the elected chair of GOP Precinct 69 and the elected treasurer of the Montgomery County Republican Party. First, congratulations to you who are new on the court, Commissioner Metz, Judge Keough, particularly you, Judge Keough, as I hope and pray that you will listen to We the People, a concept that previously the predecessor couldn't quite get his arms around in every case. And by that, I'm here to bring up a situation from two PIRs, public information requests via FOIA, that I submitted almost 1 year ago today. The first was to County Attorney's Office on January 10th, 2018, and the second was to Judge Doyle at the March 20th, 2018 Commissioner's Court meeting. It pertained to the initial public discussion regarding the 249 toll road. As you may know, and all of you ran for the office of Republicans, funding of toll roads in any manner using public funds is a violation of the Republican Party of Texas platform plank number 45. And yet this project continues in violation of the plank. And worse yet, having no initial public discussion before commencing with the project. In the first PIR last January, the very able and professional assistant county attorney John McKinney could not locate nor provide any documentation that alluded to the initial public discussion of the 249 toll road. There was an approval, but no public discussion prior to that, nor was it put on any agenda, both required by law, that Mr. McKinney could find. The second PIR to Judge Doyle a couple months later, as noted above, and forwarded to the county attorney's office on April the 2nd, again yielded no results of any initial public discussion nor agenda item alluding to that initial public discussion. In my remarks to Judge Doyle in the court on March 20th of last year, I recommended that the court and or Montgomery County Transportation Authority cease and desist any further actions on this toll road until either a document is found denoting the initial public discussion and or the situation is resolved, as it would seem to border on a TOMA violation. On another subject, I am pleased to see Judge Keogh and his chief staff lowering their compensation, though it could have been more of a reduction for the judge. I think the others on this court should follow suit and consider doing the same. The fact that we're only the 11th largest county yet have the highest paid commissioners in the state should be embarrassing. The governor and attorney general only make less, approximately $150,000 a year, with much larger responsibilities. I think for our size and judging by compensation and others, $125,000 for the judge's position, $115,000 for the commissioners would be suitable.
John, we have time constraints.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your appreciate so much for your comments. They have not fallen on deaf ears.
All right.
Appreciate it. All right, as we move forward in our agenda today, we are let's move to the items that have been moved off of the consent agenda. Starting with item 8A1, and Commissioner Nowak, you had brought that up. If you would revisit that with us, please, and then we'll ask
for a motion.
Did we take a motion on the other? Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Then let's move to 8J1, which is my one that I wanted to move, and that is consider and approve decreasing the salary for position 400.9901. .1 annualized salary will be $154,774.36, $15,319 in salary, $1,171.97 in FICA, and $1,879.75 in retirement, totaling $18,371.61 in reductions for the remaining fiscal year. And I had put here to be transferred to a particular operating line, and have which was 400.7390. And I'd like to change that to move that to the operating line 615-7340, which would take that money, which is approximately $26,115.69, and move it to the asphalt account in Precinct 4 under Commissioner Metz. And I'd like to, is there a motion that we approve this item as modified?
PD, is that a
transfer? I make the motion to approve as modified. Do we have a second?
Is that a transfer that we can do?
I believe it is. I mean, I know you looked at that earlier. The
notice is proper. If we want to change the lines, that's fine. Is it a proper moving salary into asphalt?
It's a violation of our budget policy.
It's a violation of our budget policy, but you can accept what you need is an exception to your budget policy. And I believe it's a repayment of money that Commissioner Four had already moved into.
Here's the deal, though. If I may.
Sure.
That's not what the budget policy says. The budget policy says you can't move it from a particular line to another without the approval
of
the commissioner's court. That's why we're here approving this.
Exactly.
So we can do this if we want to do it. Second thing is that unbeknownst to me, at the time of Commissioner Metz's departure, his predecessor took X amount of $30,000, I believe it was. And for whatever reason he did that, without any discussion with me, just so we go on the record, and I'm not ungrateful, but took $30,000 and put it over towards my account, in which we put to our operating account or our, to our office and supplies and that sort of thing. And in looking at that, well, it came from the, he took that from the asphalt account. And so this is a one-time payment back out of our budget for the salary. And so as we looked at that, and I thought, well, it came from there. Let's just take that money that I'm reducing my compensation for, and I would give that $26,115.69 over to the asphalt account from which it came.
Oh, if I may, Judge, on this particular item right here, it, in your salary, it's $18,371.61.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're exactly right.
With, Mr. Millsaps in a moment, which I think
that's
will
right.
be on the open.
That's
it
right.
It will be. So I admire you for what you're doing, and I appreciate it, and I think it should go back in the asphalt fund.
Yeah.
But in this particular line, I don't want to hit you for more than
that. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. On this particular line, it would move my salary, $18,371. And then as we come down in just a moment, we'll discuss that in the next item that's in the open agenda.
Okay.
Because I believe we're going to want to make the same recommendation there as well. And which would come out to be almost equal to what your asphalt account is.
Pretty close. Thank
you. Did that work for you?
Thank you for that, sir.
Okay, you betcha. And thanks for the detail on that. So I move to approve with item 8J1 and move the funds that are saved totaling $18,371.61 to $615,7340. And commissioners, we have the ability to do that. Do I have a motion to that effect?
You just made the motion.
I have the motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All in, is there any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you again, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. Also, if you we move down to item 10A, to consider and approve decreasing the salary for position 400.4246.1, annualized salary will be $108,000. Position is adding a cell phone allowance of $959.82 to make the total position $108,959.82, $93,27.47 in salary, $713.55 in FICA, and $1,144.48 total, $11,185.50 in reductions for the remaining fiscal year to be transferred to operating line instead of 400.7390, as in the other amendment or in the other item, 615-7340. I move to approve this. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, B. Consider and approve increasing the salary for position 400-4229-1. Annualized salary will be $66,481. An additional $2,869.76 in salary, an additional $219.54 in FICA, an additional $352.12 in retirement, totaling $3,441 needed for the remaining fiscal year to be funded from 400.7390. I would like to make a motion to approve this item. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Now let's move on to budget 11, which is our item 11, which is our budget. Amanda Carter, if you would, please.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning.
11A, I think that's supposed to be. Consider, discuss, and take appropriate action regarding the budget policy, PCR deadlines, use of excess salary funds, also known as vacancies, and retroactive pay. I come to you today because we are having a slight issue with people turning payroll change request forms in on time. And so we kind of wanting to take this opportunity to remind departments that payroll change request forms are due to the budget office basically eight days before court. So the Monday prior to the deadline for agenda items. So 8 days prior to commissioner's court, we need those PCRs in our office. That way we can perform the duty that we do to make sure that the budget's in check with the position, and that gives the opportunity for HR to also have that same to do their due work as well. I also just wanted to go over some stuff that is on the budget policy. We did set the budget policy right before the budget went into effect, 9/25. And just to kind of remind the departments that we are doing a vacancy analysis, and we have done the first two months. We're in the process of doing December's right now. And so that those departments will see all of the general fund and jury fund departments will see their salaries possibly go down in their budgets due to having vacancies, any departments except for law enforcement. Just as a reminder, the law enforcement was the sheriff's office, all the constable's office, the county attorney's office, the DA's office, and along with the fire marshal's office. In the budget policy, it also states about how you can transfer money around between accounts. It reminds departments that you can't transfer money from operating accounts to salary line items and salary line items to operating accounts without going to prior approval for commissioner's court. So again, it's just kind of reminding obviously the new folks on the bench and all along with all of the new elected officials out there. Next court, in 3 weeks from today, I will be bringing you guys a vacancy analysis report for the first quarter. I'm planning between now and then to meet with all of the of the law enforcement officials to go through what they would like to use their excess salary funds for. So prior, when we discussed this before, we liked the idea that they could possibly, instead of waiting till the very end of the year, bringing you guys the carryover, that we do it kind of quarter by quarter. That way they can buy the supplies that they need, things of that sort. So just to kind of give you guys a heads up, 3 weeks from today, that will be happening.
And if they turn out to be true vacancies that they're trying to fill, you're going to deal with that, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we obviously our first. We
these
always
are vacancies
want,
that have been there for a
these
while.
Are the vacancies that they have year to date. So not future. We're not taking future monies away from them. It's the money that they basically had budgeted in that for that position from that particular month that we're looking at.
And Amanda, while we're talking about this, it was the wishes of the prior court that, with regards to the use of excess salary funds, particularly with law enforcement, because they're the only ones that have the ability to use those dollars, is they were going to be used to pay down comp time or to pay overtime. They're not to be used for raises in the middle of the year. And I just want to make sure that that is still the intent of this court.
Yeah, so what our plan is whatever direction you guys give us today, we're going to basically in 3 weeks when I come back to kind of go over the vacancy plan, we're going to talk about what those for law enforcement, what those funds are going to be used for. So you guys do have an opportunity to say, yeah, we like what you're using that money for, or no, that's not what we were thinking.
Didn't we let some law enforcement buy some equipment and do that?
Correct.
Type thing?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Right.
I want to continue doing that.
Yes.
Correct.
Good point.
Yeah. That's kind of, especially this year, that's what most of the departments used their carryover money for, was for equipment. So I know that each of the law enforcement agencies kind of have their own, what's their own priorities. So I will meet with them in the next 3 weeks to go over those priorities and bring them back to you guys for approval.
Amy, is it okay to, can I make a motion here to restrict the use of excess salary funds for equipment purchases to pay down comp time and to pay overtime only?
Yes.
Do we want to do that now, or do we want to wait to?
Or would you like to wait until she brings it back?
Until she brings it
we
back.
We can do it either time.
I think we need to see what she's going to come back with.
Okay. I'm fine either way.
I would agree.
Yeah. You guys have any other questions or recommendations for me?
And you wanted to talk about retroactive pay?
I think that's probably one of the issues that we have is that we cannot continue the process of not being ahead of these raises. And sometimes when an employee gets hired, we say after a probationary period, we're going to raise you. And then because of paperwork or payroll changes, it doesn't get processed. And then somewhere down the line, the employee goes, hey, I was supposed to be raised 9 months ago. Where is my money? And we want to do that. And that puts you in a bad position because There is a constitutional prohibition for a county from granting extra compensation to county employees after their services have been rendered. So it's just a critical reminder that we get those in, we get them on time, and that we follow through for the benefit of the employees and then also for the court's benefit, because at some point our hands are tied with being able to pay them.
Amanda, per previous discussion, will you bring this item here to us when we talk about this again in 3 weeks?
I can, yes, sir.
Would you do that?
Sure.
So that as that we can put a process in place where this will automatically take place, so that the department heads or whoever is involved in this is not even going to have to worry about it, that will automatically go in based upon,
yes, sir,
where this employee is headed.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you. Anything else? Gentlemen, any other questions? Yes.
Good.
Thank you very much, Amanda. Very helpful. All right, let's move on in our agenda to 12, and that's 12A, and Judge Jason Dunn. Is Judge Jason here? There he is. Congratulations. On stepping into your new position.
Good morning, commissioners.
Good morning.
Obviously, this is my first time here, so if I say too much or not enough, let me know, please. I've come before you to ask that you consider the buyout or payout of accrued benefits for two positions that retired at the end of December. It's two positions that I feel like that I need to fill those positions as soon as possible and not wait till all this time is burned out.
If I may. Thank you, Judge. This is two positions that while I was JP that I allowed these ladies to work some overtime. I needed a job to get done, and I didn't want to come before the court and ask for two additional employees in two positions, which would have cost us over $100,000. This is somewhere around $25,000. That by not hiring those, asking for those two positions, yeah, that saved us about $75,000. And in regards to the good judge's request, I've kind of put him at a disadvantage because I'm taking some of his good employees over there, and he needs some with me to the commissioner's office. And in fairness to him, I'd appreciate any courtesy we could extend to him today and approve his request. And I move at his request to take this out of contingency today.
Second.
Is there any discussion? I'd like to make a couple comments on that particular issue, and it has to do with contingency funds. Because when you and first of all, we don't want to penalize you, Judge. You're stepping into this position, and you need all the assistance that you need to have, and we don't want to hinder you. Secondly, we want to make sure that our employees get paid. The question is, we all want to get to the same place, so it's the process of how we get there. And that's most of the time where we have agreement with people. It's how we do the process, because we all want to get to the same place. On this particular issue, though, as it relates to contingency funds, the way I see contingency funds, the contingency funds are set up in the event that an organization, a governmental entity, some political subdivision or whatever needs funds to operate. In the event of an emergency, some catastrophic event, these funds are available for the purpose of sustaining operations, which is the purpose of a contingency fund. Funding issues out of payroll, because we haven't, for whatever reason, it could be because we haven't paid attention. Judge Metz had a situation. He had to step up there and do this, whatever. That the contingency, these are not emergency situations. These are payroll issues and have to do with how we manage the accounts. And I personally, I think, and I just feel like I need to say this, because we will continue to take money from contingencies as long as we don't say anything. And, again, you're inheriting this. It's not your issue, so please do not feel like this is directed at you. This is about us and about Montgomery County. Do you know how much unfunded liability there is right now in our accrued benefits that have to do with vacation and overtime? Do you know how much? $14 million in unfunded liability. That's unbelievable. So when you think about that, we have to figure out ways to bring it down. And doing it out of contingency for what it's designed to do, is, I don't think, is a place to do it. As a matter of fact, I think probably the best way to do it, whether or not I don't think we can get this done, but I'm going to try, is that we have two vacancies. You've not filled them at this point, correct? Or have you filled them?
No, I can't. I can't fill them.
Well, but if you had people waiting in the wings, that you could, if you had the resources.
Through a process, a hiring process. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there is still some time that you have before you can bring them on. The reason I'm asking that is this: is because we have an account that we can remain vacant. We have two places we could remain vacant. Let that play out, let that pay out, and not take the money from anywhere but which has already been budgeted, and of which I personally would like to see done. If we can't do that, then I have another suggestion so it doesn't come out of contingency, and that is, as you recall, we were just talking about resources. We gave Judge Commissioner Metz, we just gave that $26,000 to cover your asphalt account. But that's money that we took out of our pay. There was still $30,000 that was given from your asphalt account that's in our account. And rather than pay it out of contingency, I'd like to see us pay for your two people and cover that and leave contingency where it's at and set a standard that we're just not going to start keep taking this payroll stuff out of emergency accounts, because it's not an emergency. It's a management issue.
So can I say something, Judge?
Sure, yeah.
So whatever funding source that you're referring to, I'm simply looking out for the best interests of my office.
Sure.
I was elected by the people of Precinct 4, and I'm pretty confident they would expect me to hit the ground running,
sure,
do what I need to do.
Right.
So that's why.
And I would assume the same thing, and that's why I've given us an alternative funding area, and that's out of my office account, which has an additional $30,000 sitting there that I didn't count on to begin with. It's just sitting there. It has to do with a lot of office supplies and that sort of thing. And rather than take it from contingency or an emergency account that may be needed by the county, here's money that's going to sit there until the end of the year. We're very frugal in how we spend it and could take that money from that account. And Amy, is this possible? Can we do this? Or Amanda, and take it from there and put it to your account? If not, the others, contingency is the only way to do it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, as a member of court, you can make whatever funding recommendation that you want to make. I mean, it's taking it from its both general fund.
And
yes.
Isn't the money just been given back to asphalt?
Well, he took the money. It depends. No, I mean,
took it out of his salary.
He technically took it out of 7102 and sent it over to 7340. The money that Commissioner Clark actually sent over hit a 7390 line. So it is different.
What's the total amount that you need?
So the two payouts, $11,278 plus basically almost 20% benefits. So yeah.
Total. Okay, so 24.5. You have 30,000.
No, plus another 20% because those that didn't include benefits.
You have 34,000, give or take, in your operating account now. If you take this $24,500 away, plus the $3,400 that you gave earlier, you're going to be back to having
what we started with.
Virtually nothing in the operating account.
No,
no.
Here's what happened. We started out additionally in the account with about $2,000. We cut our pay. We attempted to put $26,000 of our pay. Now we're at $28,000. We got an additional $30,000 from the guys over in Precinct 4, which put us up to almost over $50,000 in that one account. Is that not right?
No.
Chief of Staff Jason Millsack, come up to the mic and share with us where we're at. Yes, sir? Judge? Or Commissioner?
What's his issue have to do with...
Judge, at this time, since you've moved the excess salaries over from the account back to Judge Metz, or Commissioner Metz's asphalt account, that $30,000 that's in there, we still have bills coming for the new equipment in our office that have not hit our account yet.
Okay,
leave us at a deficit if using any more funds out of our account.
Okay, per our previous discussion, though,
it was one or the other, not both.
Well, we've got another one coming up right behind this.
Right. And y'all have a first and a second.
We don't have any money there. I mean, we're going to have to
hold on. Well, that's another, if I may, Commissioner.
I'm sorry?
That's another topic. Well, let's stay on this one.
We know it's the same. It's the same.
But what does the deal in my asphalt account have to do with what he's requesting here now?
Nothing.
Well, what I would say, first of all, if the funds are not there, the funds are not there. It was my understanding that we had excess funds of our salary plus the 30. Correct?
One or the other.
Okay. Then it helped me with this.
So you've already cut one.
If we'd never cut our pay,
yeah,
we'd have that $26,000 not
30.
There.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. If the previous commissioner had never given us the 30, it would not be there, correct?
There'd
so the result of that is whatever is there and is there now is what would have been there anyway, correct?
Correct.
So that $30,000 is over and above and is still sitting there.
But we have an encumbrance that's exceeded what would be left there.
And what is that encumbrance?
We don't know yet. We have to get with IT. We have new equipment that has been purchased for the office, computers, technology.
Okay. May I make a suggestion, gentlemen?
Mm-hmm.
My point here was to... we want to stop spending money out of contingency for this payroll stuff. That's the whole point here. If we can't take it from our account, then we don't take it from our account. And it will come from contingency. But please understand that as we move forward, taking money to cover management or accounting errors and treating it as emergency for the county, I'm going to continue to fight that as we move forward. It is not the right way to do it. We need to stop it. We all say we want to. The sheriff's office has started doing it. He's getting it wired. And that's all there is, coming forward. That's all there is to it. So if we need to leave it in contingency, we leave it. That was not my intention.
Amanda, hasn't there been vacancy sweeps, and haven't we put salary?
So right now there's a little over $1 million right now in contingency. That will be – I owe the auditor's office two postings right now, but after those postings, there'll be a little bit over $1 million sitting in contingency.
And I think the prior court would sweep those vacant positions, which were salary, for some of these contingency things like payouts for essential employees. So it wouldn't be out of the course of the way the county has proceeded. But your points are, you know, well taken, that in the future we may have a different direction.
Yeah. Okay. We have a motion on the floor to... accept the count, accept the item as it is, taken from contingency. We have a second. We'll vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed as well. That's two nays and three in favor.
Thank you
very much. All right. Item 13. Can I ask everybody a question? Are we having fun yet?
Morning, Judge.
It's sure. All good. Everybody morning, take y'all. A deep breath. It's okay. We're all working through this together.
Hey, Jason, thanks for teeing it up for me.
Okay.
I suspect, given especially Commissioner Metter's comments. Go ahead, Justin, Judge,
I know,
Matt.
I don't know if it was a curveball or a fastball, but I got it.
You didn't hit it yet,
Judge.
Though.
We're going to make this easy. Go ahead.
I appreciate it. Listen, I'm asking because one of my employees just retired. It was about $3,500, $3,583.22 left. This was for, I believe, her for some vacation time she had. Most of this time didn't come from my office because I only had it for several years. So I'm asking so we can get this taken care of today so I can not have to wait 4 or 5 weeks to hire somebody to replace me.
Right.
It's basically the same situation, just as one is.
Yes, sir. But I'm not bringing up emergency contingency accounts or anything like that. I'm just trying to get somebody put in there so we can get going, so I don't have to have any overtime or anything. Any other expense come up? These other girls work.
Judge, yeah. Thank
and
you.
I make
appreciate
motion.
It.
I move.
Second.
Funding source.
Have we named the funding source? We need
second.
Okay. Discussion. Did we name his funding source?
Is the contingency?
Okay. Any discussion?
Thank you, Judge.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Appreciate
opposed,
it, gentlemen.
Two opposed. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Judge.
All right. Gilbert, purchasing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Gilbert.
Our first item is a request to approve granting a discretionary exemption. This is an interlocal agreement for professional services with Sam Houston State University, the amount of $72,000 for the district attorney's office.
Well, if you can get a district attorney for $72,000, that's a bargain.
That's right. This is for analytical work that they will do for prescription drug abuse.
I move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. All right, item 14B.
Yes, sir. The next item is to approve the following change orders. This is called an Addendum 1. However, it is a change order to the Smith & Company contract for Project 1835. This is for additional work that needs to be done and adding 20 days. The total for the increase is $115,519.39. And we're also adding 20 days to the completion time. This is for Precinct 1.
Second.
All in any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries.
Sir.
Item B2.
Yes, sir. The next item is the change order number 2, the Smith & Company. This is for Project 2017-0038. This is to add 1,300 tons of Type D asphalt to the project. It's $105,300. Again, the Precinct 1 project.
Move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Gilbert.
Yes, sir.
All right, item number 15, grants. Rebecca Ansley.
Good morning, Judge.
Good morning,
Rebecca.
Good morning.
On items A, B, C, and D, I'm asking you to please consider and approve the applications, grant applications, as presented on the agenda.
Move.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. County Attorney B.D. Griffin. Come up to share item A.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. Under 16A, we're asking the court to appoint new officers and directors of Montgomery County Toll Road Authority. In the past, and by a previous resolution of the Commissioner's Court, the members sitting on Commissioner's Court also sit as directors of the Toll Road Authority. So since we had two members leave the court and previous resolution, Commissioner Riley's term is also up at the end of 2018, so we need to reappoint both the directors and then the officers. And again, by I believe there's a prior resolution of the Toll Road Authority and of this court that has this body sitting as also the Toll Road Authority.
Right.
So we need a motion to reinstate the court.
Yes, what we will do, and we've got a written motion here, to appoint Judge Keough and Commissioner Metz as directors of the Toll Road Authority. Then the officers should come from the directors, or traditionally they've come from the directors. The bylaws do not require all the officers to be directors, though I believe there is a prior resolution of the court that.
Right. So we've got two items here.
So you have two items.
And do the bylaws state that the directors of the Toll Road Authority, must they be Commissioner Court members?
The bylaws do not state that. There is a prior Commissioner's Court resolution that had modified those bylaws, but the bylaws themselves do not state
and
that.
Who, can you tell us who the officers are now and what positions they hold?
Amy,
yes, the officers right now are, the chairman was Judge Doyle. Commissioner Riley was the vice chairman. Commissioner Metter was the secretary, and you were the treasurer. And those are the four officers.
And my term is not up until 2020?
Until 2020.
So I'm still.
So the resolution that we prepared would have Judge Keough as the chairman, Commissioner Riley as the vice chairman, Commissioner Metter as the secretary, and Commissioner Nowak as a treasurer. And we tied those to your election terms. And then it adds Judge Keough and Commissioner Metz as directors.
I would like to make a suggestion that Commissioner Metz be the treasurer
Okay.
instead of me.
As long as I don't have to write any checks.
And Commissioner Metter, as a senior member of the court, are you interested in being a chair?
I'd rather see Commissioner Riley chairman of the project. It's all in his precinct. I think it would be better served to have Commissioner Riley as chairman, and I'll serve vice. I'm still something.
Secretary right now is the office that you...
I'll serve. I'll be glad to serve as vice chairman. And I think we need a motion
you
to add...
You, Secretary, Commissioner Metter? I mean, Judge Doyle? Judge?
Keough.
So...
Okay.
So, Chairman...
Do we need to clarify that?
Yeah.
First, we
Let's
need to...
Let's talk about that.
I think we need a motion to add Judge Keough and Commissioner Metz.
Yes.
To, as a director.
Yes. You need a... There should be a motion to appoint Judge Keough and Commissioner Metz to the Board of Directors.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay.
And now you need a motion to appoint the slate.
I make a motion that Commissioner Riley be chairman, Metra. I'll volunteer to be vice chairman. Who's treasurer?
Right now, Commissioner Nowak is treasurer.
Commissioner
is that all we need is three?
And a secretary.
A secretary.
Commissioner Metz is
treasurer. Nowak is secretary.
Judge Keough.
No.
Secretary.
I'll let Judge Keough
put me down for that for now. Go ahead.
Secretary. Okay.
We have a motion.
That's a motion.
Second.
We have okay, is there any discussion? It is my opinion that, with all due respect to, even though he is our County Judge Pro Tem, Mr. Metter, certainly with experience, but it is my feeling we have seen the most movement, the most activity, the most planning, the most whatever that's taken place in the particular county in which Commissioner Nowak is, and I would like to amend the motion to make him the chairman of the Toll Road Authority, and move Commissioner Metter to vice chair and Charlie as secretary. Do we have any discussion on that? Do we have any movement to re-amend?
I appreciate the effort, but I'm probably the most anti-toll person in the room and should not be serving as the chairman of the Toll Road Authority.
Well,
I agree.
Well,
I appreciate it.
I think we have a motion and a second on the
floor. Well, no. Hold on a second. The discussion continues because the fact of the matter what's important is that the issue of tolls and paying for roads is a huge issue, as we know. We understand the Republican Party is against it. We also know we have a need for mobility. We also know we had a need to move traffic around this county. One of the things that I pledged was that if we did do a toll, that it would be with the vote of the people. So just because you're in charge of the agenda or you're in charge of the committee does not mean that you are pro-toll road. We are all pro-transportation. We have got to move transportation around this county. And so with that in mind, keeping us on track with making sure that the people approve or that have a voice is what I think that Commissioner Nowak has demonstrated, and that's the only reason I bring that up, the possibility of you doing that. If that's not the will of the court, I'm good, and I'm perfectly happy to have Commissioner Metter take that position.
Take what position?
The position of being as the chairman, if that's the case.
I think the position he's going to get. He's going to get the vice chair.
The current motion is for
Charlie.
Charlie
Riley as the chairman.
The current motion is for Commissioner Riley to be chairman, Commissioner Metter to be vice chair, chairman, Judge you to be Keough, and Commissioner Metz to be treasurer. Your amendment was for Commissioner Nowak to be the chairman and Commissioner Riley to be
vice
secretary.
Chair.
But it wasn't his motion.
And if I may, but just work with me here a little bit because I can straighten this out. I I mentioned Commissioner Metter as opposed to Riley. I was meaning Riley as the vice chair.
Yes.
And Metter as secretary, where he already is. Forgive me. Do we have that?
Okay,
you understand what I'm talking about?
Okay, motion?
Yes, yes.
Sure, I'll second your motion.
All in favor?
I don't. What's the motion? What is the motion?
Well,
and it wasn't his motion to amend.
To amend.
Oh, so we should vote on the first.
No, you're right. Commissioner Metter has a motion, and the motion is for Charlie Riley to be chairman, Mike Metter to be vice chairman, Mark Keogh to be secretary, and James Metz to be treasurer. That's the current motion.
Okay.
We need a vote on that or an amendment by the person making the motion.
And did you
I have no amendments.
I'm sorry?
No, he has to amend.
I have no amendment for it.
Okay.
Motion stands.
Move forward. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Commissioners, item number 17. Precinct 2.
Consider and approve increasing the salary for position 613-8902 as stated on the agenda. Move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Human Services, Dodie Shaw.
Good morning. Mine is going to be short and sweet. Please approve the payroll change request forms as presented.
No.
What?
Move. We'll outvote him. I move.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Dodie.
Thank you.
Appreciate it so much. Nothing on miscellaneous. We do have the citizens. Are there any citizens that...
I have something on miscellaneous.
Okay.
Since we have a new court and we're starting a new year, I would like for the court to just look out in the audience. And one of the things that I appreciate some of our employee and directors' interest in Commissioner's Court. However, I think they would be better served at their desk doing other things than sitting in Commissioner's Court if they don't have business before the court. So I would like for all of us, now that we manage the county jointly, that we let our directors and employees know that unless they have business before the court, they really don't need to come and just be here for the sake of being here. So that's just what I believe.
Point well taken. Any other comments? Anything else on miscellaneous? All right. We have no citizens that have signed up. Is there anybody here right now that did not sign up that would like to come and to address the court? Yes, come on up. And when you come up, please state your name and your position
for the record.
My name is David Smith. I'm the Montgomery County Precinct 3 chair, and I'd like to. I have an interest in transportation. I attend the HDAC Transportation Policy Council down in Houston on a routine basis, and I'd like to read a resolution that was passed by the Montgomery County Republican Party Steering Committee the other day, and that is the HDAC Transportation Policy Council provides guidance and overall coordination of transportation planning activities within the Houston-Galveston transportation management area. Montgomery County and the City of Conroe each have one voting member in the 28-member council. Whereas the TPC bylaws and operating procedures of the council state in Section B membership that with respect to cities and counties with one member, the member shall be the chief elected official. Further, the bylaws state in Section E vacancies that the changes of the voting members can be made by the chief elected official at any time. Therefore, the Montgomery County Republican Party, recognizing the extreme importance of mobility to the citizens of Montgomery County, Texas, strongly urge that our newly elected county judge, the Honorable Mark Keogh, exercise his right authorized by the TPC bylaws as chief elected official of Montgomery County to immediately join as a voting member for Montgomery County, the HDAC Transportation Policy Council. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate your comments. If there are any other comments, then I move. Do we have a motion? Oh, yes. Come forward if you'd state your name and also your position. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sherry Shorten from Precinct 4. And throughout, I guess we have a lot of people at home watching online because I've been receiving notices from a lot of people who are very thankful from Precinct 4 that you returned the money to the asphalt fund, including an old mule over in East County. Is very excited about that, too. So we appreciate it. And, you know, our roads are important. And, you know, we elected Mr. Metz to make a change. And he needs all the resources he can get.
Super.
Thank you.
You're very kind. Thank you very much.
Judge, one second. Amy, can we talk about the TPC right now? Can we talk about letting the judge?
No.
Can't do that?
No. Yeah,
we need to put it on the agenda next
time. We'll certainly put it on the agenda next time.
On miscellaneous, what you can do is talk about whether to put it on a future agenda.
That's right.
We need to get it on the next
agenda. The next agenda, would you like
me
to create it?
To have Judge Keogh as the...
Judge Keogh. You can have both of them. You want...
No, you're going with me, brother. I'm not doing this by myself.
You can have it all. And we'll make that motion next time.
Yeah, and we'll put on the next agenda.
The next agenda, Commissioner?
Please. All right. No further discussion. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much.
You too.